天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目。我是节目主持人张小环，弓长张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王，右边一个不字。今天呢，麦克牧师将会带领大家继续分享有关主导文的讯息。亲爱的听众朋友们，我们常常都会向神祷告说，不要叫我遇见试探。因为我们人自己是何等的软弱，在受试探的时候常常会忘记依靠神，而在试探中失败。今天呢，麦克牧师将会向大家讲述撒旦是如何一步一步地试探我们，而我们又应当如何依靠神，在百般的试炼中得着大喜乐。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们预备心，一起领受从神而来的讯息吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are coming to a very important part of the Lord's Prayer.
今天我们要讲主导文里面很重要的一句话。
The question that has been debated for a long time is this.
长期以来人们一直在争论一个问题。
Does God lead us into temptation?
是不是神把我们带进试探的呢？
If not, then why did Jesus teach his disciples to pray, lead us not into temptation?
假如不是的话，那么为什么耶稣要教导他的门徒说，不要领我们进入试探呢？
This question has plagued theologians and genuine scholars for 2,000 years.
这个问题已经困扰着神学家和圣经研究学者长达2000年之久。
In fact, this is the most controversial sentence in the entire Lord's Prayer.
实际上，这是主导文里面最具有争议的一句话了。
As we have been going through the Lord's Prayer, we began by seeing our Father.
我们在主导文里一开头就说，我们天上的父。
What a privilege!
我们能这样称呼神是多大的特权呢？
In heaven,
在天上。
What a place!
何等奇妙的地方啊！
Hallowed be your name!
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
What a joyful thing to do!
我们能这么做是何等喜乐的一件事呢？
Your kingdom come!
愿你的国降临。
Is the longing desire!
这是我们的渴望。
Your will be done!
愿你的旨意成就。
Is a cry of surrender.
这是我们的呼求。
Give us this day our daily bread.
我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
Is a total dependence upon our God.
这是对神完全的仰赖。
Forgive us our sins as we forgive others.
赦免我们的罪，如同我们赦免那些得罪我们的人。
Is a challenge of imitating God.
这是效法神的一种操练。
But lead us not into temptation.
但是不要带领我们进入试探，这句话是什么意思呢？
It leaves us a little bit perplexed.
这让我们感到有些困惑。
And that perplexity becomes even more pertinent when we compare verses 2 and 3 with verses 13 and 14 of James chapter 1.
如果我们把雅各书一章的二节、三节和十三、十四节比较一下，就更加感到难以明白了。
Let's look at verses 2 and 3.
让我们来看看第二节和第三节。
Count it all joy, my brethren, when you meet various trials, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness.
我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐。
Verses 13 and 14.
第十三和十四节这么说。
Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire.
人被试探不可说，我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引、诱惑的。
In the original language, the word used in testing and tempting is the same.
在原文里，试炼和试探用的是同一个字。
To understand lead us not into temptation, we must understand the word that is used here.
为了弄清楚不要领我们进入试探这句话的意思，我们必须弄明白试探这个字的意思。
The Greek word peresmos is a neutral word.
希腊文里 perismos 是一个中性词。
It can be used to mean testing.
它可以指试炼。
Or it can be used to mean enticing or tempting.
也可以指诱惑或者试探。
It can be used positively or it can be used negatively.
它既是褒义词也可以是贬义词。
The word can be used to mean seduction to evil.
这个字可以指诱惑人去犯罪。
Or it can mean revealing one's moral qualities.
也可以指显示人的品格。
It can be used to deceive, or it can be used to undeceive.
它既可以用来指欺骗，也可以用来指诚实相待。
One aims to lead into sin, and the other aims to bring good out of bad.
一个是把人带到罪恶里去，另一个是让人因祸得福。
Satan tempts us, but God permits us to be tested.
撒旦想要试探我们，神却允许我们接受试炼。
Satan's intention is to discourage us.
撒旦的意思是要打击我们。
But God's intention is to lift us above discouragement.
而神的意思是要把我们从绝望中提拔出来。
Satan's intention is to entice us to do our thing.
撒旦的意图是要诱惑我们按照自己的喜好任意而行。
But God's intention is to have us conform to the image of His Son.
而神的美意是要我们效法神儿子的榜样来行事为人。
My listening friend, please listen carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请仔细听我说。
The test at that point becomes very clear demonstration.As to who has the upper hand in a given area of your life.
当试炼来临的时候，就能看出在你的生活当中究竟是谁来掌管你。
And that is why the Apostle Paul writes emphatically to the Galatians saying,
这就是为什么使徒保罗在写给加拉太教会的信中强调说，请翻开圣经加拉太书第五章十六到十七节。我说，你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了，因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。
Let me ask you this.
让我问你一个问题。
Who has the upper hand in every area of your life?
你的生活是谁来做主的？
You or God?
是你呢，还是神呢？
If the answer is that you have the upper hand in some of these areas, then praying, lead us not into temptation, will not help you one bit.
假如一切都是你自己做主，那么尽管你祷告说，不要让我们陷入试探，就一点用处都没有。
Not only that,
不仅如此。
But when you are in control of whatever area in your life, you might as well hand Satan the key in that area.
而且每当你自己来掌控着你的人生，你就给撒旦留下余地，让他有机可乘。
Whether it is fear,
不论是恐惧
or worry,
忧虑
or anger,
或愤怒
or unforgiveness,
或记仇
or lust,
或者情欲
or lying,
或者撒谎
or addiction,
癖好
or greed,
贪婪
or unfaithfulness to God,
或者对神不忠。
Whatever it may be, if it is under your control, you might as well hand the key to Satan.
不论是什么，如果你想自己掌控，就是给魔鬼大开方便之门。
Now, why do I say that?
我为什么要这样说呢？
Because if it is under your control, then it is a golden engraved invitation for Satan to take over in that area.
因为如果你想自己做主来掌管一切，你就是向魔鬼发出了请帖，邀请他进入你的心中。
Because you are not a match for him.
因你根本就不是他的对手。
If God is not in control, Satan will literally grab that key from your hand.
如果不是神掌管你的生命，撒旦就会来抢夺你生命的主权。
Only those who daily place all areas of their lives under the control of the captain of the host of the Lord can say with confidence, lead us not into temptation.
只有那些每天把他们生活都交在神主权之下的人，才有信心说，不叫我们遇见试探这句话。
Let me give you the steps that the devil takes to lead us into temptation.
撒旦引诱我们陷入试探有以下几个手法。
These are the same steps that he used to lure Adam and Eve.
这些个手法就是当初他引诱亚当夏娃时所用的。
Because Satan is not very creative, he uses the same strategy to lure you and me.
其实撒旦并没有什么创意，所以他只能用同样的伎俩来引诱我们。
First, he will confuse your will with the will of God.
第一，撒旦让你对神的旨意和自己的意愿混淆不清。
He will make you doubt the authority of the word of God.
他让你怀疑神话语的权威性。
He will muddy the clarity of the word of God.
他让你对神话语的意义感到模糊。
When he came to Adam and Eve, he did not just come and say, Hello, I am Satan, and I want you to disobey God.
当他来到亚当夏娃跟前，他不会说，你好，我叫撒旦，我要你违背神的命令。
No, Satan said, Are you really sure that is what God really meant?
不会的，撒旦会说，你确定神真的是这个意思吗？
Then when he comes to tempt people, he will say, I think you are narrowly interpreting the word of God.
然后他说，我想你对神话语的理解太狭隘了。
Then he goes into the second step.
然后他采取第二个步骤。
Satan will appeal to your natural desires, your passions, your covetousness, and your curiosity.
撒旦会引诱你纵容自己的欲望、激情、贪婪和好奇心。
Like a fisherman who presents the bait and hides the hook.
就像渔夫用鱼饵把钓钩伪装藏了起来。
Someone said that Satan is not such a fool as to fish without bait.
有人说，撒旦不至于那么笨，不用鱼饵去钓鱼的。
He will show you the glamorous side of the wrongdoing and hide the latter guilt and shame and hurt that you'll feel.
撒旦让你看见最终之乐是多么灿烂可爱，却把随后的罪恶感、羞耻和伤痛隐藏起来。
And that's what he did with Adam and Eve.
就像当初他引诱亚当和夏娃那样。
He presented them with a picture of them becoming like God.
他呈现一副假象给他们看，让他们自以为可以变得像神一样。
And that had a tremendous appeal.
那是很强烈的吸引。
If the fruit had a worm in it,
假如水果里头有虫，
they could see a part of the worm wiggling.
人们看得见半截虫子扭动的身躯。
Then Eve would have seen that horrible-looking worm with her own eyes.
那么夏娃就会亲眼看见那只丑陋的虫子。
And she would not have fallen for the trap.
她也许就不会掉进试探里去了。
But Satan told them all about the self-fulfillment that they were going to get.
可是撒旦欺哄他们将会得到自我满足。
He told them about how happy they would be.
他欺哄他们将会多么的快乐。
And oh, surely God wants you to be happy.
本来嘛，神也盼望你们能够快乐的呀。
It was so good to dream about all that power and all that control and all of that authority that their ego was blown up like a balloon.
当他们梦想着可以掌控所有的能力和权势时，他们的自我就情不自禁地膨胀起来。
Then there was a third step.
然后他开始了第三个步骤。
That step of persuasion.
那就是要说服你了。
When he gets you to toy with the idea,
当他勾起你的欲望，
When he gets you to entertain the idea，
当他引诱你起了遐想，
When he gets you to play with the idea in your mind，
当他把这些念头充斥在你的脑海里，
Then he knows that he's halfway there。
这时候魔鬼知道已经成功一半了。
When Eve got to that point， the natural thing to do was to try it out。
当夏娃到了这个地步，她自然就想要尝尝禁果了。
But what happened once the first bite was taken?
可是当她咬下第一口之后，会怎么样呢？
He will convince you that one bite is not enough.
撒旦会告诉你，单咬一口是不够的。
One sip of alcohol is not enough.
只喝一口酒是不够的。
One lie is not enough.
只撒一次谎是不够的。
One look is not enough.
单看一眼是不够的。
One visit is not enough.
只去一次是不够的。
One try is not enough.
光是一回是不够的。
And once you are in his clutches, Satan wants to keep you there.
一旦你陷入撒旦的魔掌，他会紧紧地找着你。
Once you are in his camp, he wants to imprison you there.
一旦你进入撒旦的阵营，他就会囚禁你。
Once you are in his service, he wants to hold you there.
一旦你进到他的领域，他就会把你拘留在那里。
Once he establishes a beachhead in your life, he wants to stay cozy and warm in your life.
一旦他在你的生命中建立起据点，他就想舒舒服服地留在那里了。
Even when you pray a million times a day saying, "Lead us not into temptation," it will not help you.
不管你每天祷告多少次，不要让我们陷入试探。那都起不了什么作用。
At that point, your prayer is faint.
到那个地步，你的祷告变得软弱无力。
It is half-hearted and it is not serious.
都是些无心而不认真的祷告。
You see, after that point, resisting the temptation is difficult.
因为到这时候，抵抗试探已经非常艰辛了。
Not because God cannot deliver you.
并不是神不想帮你脱离试探。
But because you do not want to be completely delivered from the temptation.
而是因为你根本不想彻底离开试探。
Millions of people pray this prayer out of habit. Lead us not into temptation. And they are leading themselves into temptation all the time.
很多人习惯性的祷告说，不叫我们遇见试探，实际上却甘心情愿的走进试探里去。
That is why this is a prayer for those who have put all areas of their lives under the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
所以只有把生活的方方面面都交在神主权之下的人，才能用这句话来祷告。
Then comes Satan's final step.
撒旦所用的最后一个步骤。
Once you are in the guilt and the shame and discouragement, he wants you to stay there.
一旦你陷入罪疚、羞耻和绝望当中，撒旦就盼望你停留在那里。
He will tell you that you cannot get out of it.
他会对你说，你脱不了身的。
He will tell you, now that you have put yourself in this messy situation, God cannot forgive you.
他会对你说，都是你把自己弄到这么糟糕的地步，神不会饶恕你的。
Satan will do all within his power to stop you from repenting and turning to the Lord.
撒旦会用尽一切办法来阻止你悔改归向神。
Satan will do all within his power to keep you from taking this area and decisively offering it to the Lord for cleansing and for bringing it under his control.
撒旦会无所不用其极地阻挡你把自己完全交托给主，免得你蒙洁净。
The way he gets you to do that is by getting you to hide your defeat.
他的诡计就是要你把自己的失败藏起来。
By getting you to excuse your sin.
要你用各种理由来原谅自己。
By getting you to conceal the deception in your life from others and from God.
要你对神、对人都隐瞒你生命的谎言。
At that point, you'll feel deep down a separation from your heavenly Father.
这时候你将深深体会到你和天上父亲的隔阂。
You will put on your public Christian mask, but deep down, you have given up on deliverance and victory.
表面上你还是一个基督徒，但你心灵深处却对得释放和得胜不再抱希望。
And that is what Satan did with Adam and Eve.
这正是当年撒旦对亚当夏娃所使用的伎俩。
They were cut off from open, frank, honest conversation with God.
他们中断了与神之间开放坦诚的对话。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because they were hiding something.
因为他们有所隐瞒。
When God came to meet with them, they were in despair and thought that they could hide from God himself.
当神来找他们的时候，他们正处在绝望中，以为可以躲避神。
God called out, where are you?
神呼唤他们说，你在哪里啊？
Not that God did not know where they were.
这并不是神不知道他们在哪里。
He did.
他当然是知道的。
What God was asking was this.
神所要问的是，
Adam, do you know where you are?
亚当，你知道自己在哪里吗？
My friend, I want to ask you this question.
亲爱的朋友，我也要问你这个问题。
Do you know where you are when you are defeated?
当你失败时，你知道自己的处境吗？
God is calling you this very day, and he's calling you by name.
神此时此刻正在呼唤着你的名字。
Do you know where you are defeated?
你知道你是在哪里跌倒的吗？
Come back, because God wants to give you his victory.
回来吧。因为神要让你转败为胜。
Listening friends, you must understand what I'm going to tell you.
亲爱的朋友，你要明白我所告诉你的话。
Temptation in itself is not necessarily an evil experience.
试探本身并不一定是一个有害的经历。
It is part and parcel of our Father's plan to produce people of strong character.
它乃是神计划的一部分，为是要锻炼出坚强优秀的基督徒。
It is God's plan to producing the Christ-like qualities.
神的计划是要培育我们具备基督的品格。
When he created us as free will beings, he knew we would be confronted with choices.
当神造我们的时候，给予我们自由意志，神知道我们将要面临抉择。
But our character as children of the living God is a sum total of our choices.
但作为永生神的儿女，我们的选择将会影响我们品格的塑造。
Temptation from God's standpoint is our great testing ground.
从神的角度来看，试探就是我们最好的考场。
It can help us grow up into godliness under the guidance of the Holy Spirit who dwells in us.
它可以帮助我们在圣灵的引导下健康的成长，并彰显出神的形象来。
I want you to imagine a 40-year-old who had never been able to walk since childhood.
请你想象一下，一个40岁的人从小就没有站起来走过路。
You say there must be something physically wrong.
你会说，一定是身体哪个地方出了问题。
No.
不是的。
His parents did not want him to hurt himself, so they never taught him to walk.
而是他父母因为怕他受伤，所以从来都不教他学习走路。
You probably say, this is terrible.
也许你会说，这太可怕了。
And I agree.
没错。
Yet there are many Christians who began crawling, and 10 years later they are still crawling.
然而有很多基督徒也是这样，初信主的时候只会爬行，10年以后他们还在地上爬呢。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because they were never given the opportunity to walk as a baby and then run and finally jump.
这是因为他们从来都没有机会学习站起来走路，然后学跑，学跳。
Things that test your faith produce in you the quality of endurance.
对你信心的考验，在你身上会结出忍耐的果子。
But let the process go on until that endurance is fully developed.
可是请不要拦阻这种考验，直到你的忍耐成功。
For only then will you find that you have become a man or a woman of mature character with the right sort of independence.
因为只有这样，你才会变得灵命成熟，独立自主。
And that is why it's absolutely proper and perfectly legitimate for dedicated Christian to ask his heavenly Father, Father, I am committing everything to you. Lead me not into temptation.
这就是为什么只有那些愿意把自己交托给主的信徒才有资格向神祷告说，天父， 我愿意把一切交托在你手里，求你不叫我遇见试探。
But even so, his promise for us is that even in the time of temptation, he will give us a way of escape.
但是即使在试探中，神也应许要给我们开一条出路。
Even in the time of testing, he will open a door of deliverance.
即便在试炼的时候，他也会开出一扇拯救的大门。
Even in the times of trials, he will open an escape hatch, for he never tests us with more than he knows that we can bear.
即使在经受考验的时候，他也会打开出口，因他绝不会让我们承受我们不能承受的试探。
Can you say today, Lord, lead me not into temptation because I've committed all things to you?
你可不可以对主说，主啊，不要叫我遇见试探，因我已把一切都交托在你的手中了呢？
Let this be your prayer today.
巴不得这是你今天对主的祷告。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
我们下次节目再见，愿神大大的赐福给你。
感谢麦克牧师的讲道和安详的翻译，感谢大家的收听，更感谢神给我们如此珍贵的信息，能够更多的来认识和了解他。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，我们下次再会。
我要拍手高声唱，耶稣一定的生命。